What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Over the Octagon podcast. We're joined with a friend of a friend in this episode. Our friend Sean Schubert from Red Seal Muay Thai has put us on with one of his students at his gym, Princeton Morales, who will be fighting this Saturday, May 25th at Cage Titan 65. He'll be the first fight opening up this amazing card. Also, a little bit different, this is an amateur Muay Thai fight. And the first amateur Muay Thai fight in the state of Massachusetts that uses small 4-ounce MMA gloves with no shin pads. This is making leaps and bounds for the sport of Muay Thai. We're looking forward to this. Very excited. The boys are making the trip to Plymouth, Massachusetts. We will be front row in attendance for the entirety of Cage Titans 65. If you're going to be there, let us know. Let us know in a comment below. Hit us up on our social medias, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see this. It's going to be a great one. As always, Spotify and Apple Podcast users, don't forget, turn on automatic downloads and rate the show 5 stars. Helps us a ton. See you on the next one.
Hey, pussy, are you still there?
I actually admire that you can actually be this fake in, like, when the TV comes on, how you can just change. You're the scum of the earth.
Don't doubt you, miss. I couldn't do it. The old said I couldn't do it. Look at me now. Look at me.
All right, what's up, everybody? We're here. Another episode of Over the Octagon. This time we're doing something a little bit different because we have a special guest with us and a member of a team that we're very familiar with in Red Seal Muay Thai. We have Princeton joining us. Princeton, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
Good to see you. Thank you for coming on, approaching us, coming on, doing a podcast episode with us. You know, we have kind of been following this thing a little bit as the fight has been announced, and it's really intriguing to us. So let's get the obvious stuff out of the way. So this is the first ever small glove Muay Thai fight in Massachusetts, amateur, because I know we've watched Sean do small glove Muay Thai in Massachusetts before.
As a professional.
So amateur small glove Muay Thai. This is the first ever small glove amateur Muay Thai fight and without any shin pads either, correct?
Yes, correct.
So you still have elbow pads on, right? But no shin pads.
Yeah, that's right. Elbow pads and MMA gloves, obviously. So
and yeah. MMA gloves. And yeah. So that's what I want to talk about first is how did and maybe Sean could speak to this as well, but like, how did that kind of come about, right? I mean, we've watched amateur MMA for years and years and years with small gloves and no pads and all these different things, but Muay Thai, for some reason, like, went by a different rule set. It really makes no sense.
Yep.
So how did we kind of get to this point to where we're able to finally get amateur Muay Thai in Massachusetts with small glove, no leg pads? Like, talk to us about that.
Yeah, I know Michael Porvair has been doing the best that he can, and he's been trying to get this going ever since Sean got it going officially. So I guess it came down to eventually just getting two guys to you know, finally agreeing to do so, and myself and Will Doolin have agreed to do so. So
yeah. I like that. We have agreed to do battle.
Yeah. War. Right. How does it feel to know that you are kind of, you know, following, not necessarily following the same footsteps, but being fighting under the same guy who was the guy who brought this, pioneered this into the sport, and now you have the chance to be the person to essentially follow that up and take it to where it needs to be.
Yeah, do that on an amateur level,
you
right.
know,
yeah.
And then eventually get to that pro level fight and then take it to where, like, who knows where it could go in Massachusetts or even across the whole entire United States, you know?
Right. Honestly, it's awesome, man. I never imagined myself doing it like this, but I'm glad that it, you know, came about, and you know, it's just very exciting, you know, because We have you know, the gym, and you know, like you said, this is the best gym in Massachusetts, man. So
yeah.
Working under Sean and seeing the grind that it truly takes to, you know, to get it done. I'm excited. So I look forward to it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
We will be front row in attendance Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
So we can't wait. I just want this week to hurry up and get through, and we can get traveling and get up there. We're, you know, him and our other co-host Nick live in Georgia. So they'll be taking a plane up Friday and flying into Boston. We'll be there for the fight Saturday. I live myself in Delaware, and I'll be driving about 6.5 hours. We'll get up there Friday evening. And you know, it'll be our first Cage Titan event. We've kind of covered events and a lot of their fighters.
Yeah.
You know, Sean included, he knows, you know, pretty well. But so let's all right. So all of that aside, you have this fight Saturday. This is your first amateur Muay Thai fight.
Yep.
How did you get into Muay Thai? Why Muay Thai? Why a fight? I mean, kind of talk us through all that stuff. Like, what is wrong with you mentally to where?
You know, it's funny. After I started Muay Thai, I realized, like, not too many people are, you know, into Muay Thai or just boxing or combat sports in general. So, you know, not too many people sign up to, you know, get punched in the face or kicked in the head or, you know, stuff like that. But how I got into it, growing up, I always watched like UFC fights and all that, but I never really, like, you know, committed to it. Football was always the dream.
You played running back, right?
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, so after football, I was looking into, you know, just staying in shape and trying to, you know, just do something else. And I ended up going to, I met Jorgen De Castro at my local gym. And he invited me to his gym. And from there, you know, since that very first day of like sparring with those guys over there, I pretty much fell in love with it, man. So, and another thing too, like, I knew, cause you know, a lot of people get into fights or fist fights or, you know, bar fights or whatever the case is. But I knew, like, you know, if I were to get into a fight, like, I couldn't properly defend myself, because, you know, everybody thinks they can fight up until, you know, they actually get into a fight. So that kind of crossed my mind. And another thing too, like, I work in corrections, so I go to prison every day. So, you know, since starting this, you know, I've definitely felt a lot more, you know, comfortable with myself, comfortable in my own skin, and, you know, not really worried about whatever happens, because, you know, they can we swear on this?
Yeah, of course.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, people can fuck around to find out, man. So,
So
I'm definitely walking around with that confidence now. And so before, it was for, you know, self-defense and learning how to properly throw a punch and stuff like that. But then I ended up, you know, falling in love with it. So,
yeah, it's a mental thing, man. Like, I know growing up, I haven't trained in quite some time, but I know back when I did, it was the feeling of getting punched in the face and then being able to punch somebody in the face without consequences, you know?
It's
something about Muay Thai that's just special. Like, I've done the, you know, the BJJ. I've wrestled for most of my life, but I will never forget training Muay Thai for the short amount of time that I did. Is just because the feeling of taking a punch and punching someone back legally is just the best feeling in the world. I don't know.
It is, right?
So you were a pretty good football player too, from what I understand, right? You played running back, and then did you play in college?
Yeah, so I had, my time in college was very short. I went to Alabama State University. I ended up walking on to the program. I was there for about a year and a half, and then fortunately I had to come back home due to financial aid issues.
Same as plenty of us, I'm sure. So, So, all right. So, but with that kind of football background, I mean, and, you know, we've, you know, seen a lot of the clips and the things, especially the Muay Thai training things that you've posted on Instagram. We've seen on, you know, Red Seal's page and Sean's page. And it doesn't seem to me that you look like a fighter that has no fights and little experience in Muay Thai. Do you feel like just your athleticism and kind of your background as an athlete throughout your entire life has really helped you and aided you in Muay Thai at all?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Without with my history in football, you know, because football is a pretty contact sport, so I feel like with that contact, that definitely made it a good and easy transition to, you know, into, you know, kickboxing and Muay Thai. So.
And then, you know, you played running back, so even just the power, the speed, you know, a lot of the attributes that are necessary to be successful at a position in football, like running back is, you know, you kind of need a lot of those the same way in fighting, right? You need power, you need speed, you need agility, you need to be able to move your feet. You know, we talk about footwork a lot in fighting. You talk about footwork with running backs as well, right? It's pretty cool to where you can see athletes that can make that transition from one sport to another, especially when it comes to fighting. And now you get to, you know, kind of break barriers, if you will, with this one on Saturday. So you're now, let's see, we're 5 days away from your first fight. How do you feel kind of your first ever fight week and leading up to Saturday? What's the feelings kind of going on right now?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely ready for the weigh-ins, I should say, Friday morning. Because this weight cut, man, I did not know it was going to be like this. It's very tough, very challenging, and you know, I've always wanted abs. I had abs, you know, when I played football, but then after football, you know, the abs were gone. But I have abs now, man. But these abs are a lot different compared to my football abs, man. These, you know, this is real, man. This is the real deal. And they didn't tell me it was going to be like this, you know, in order to get it. Like, this is hard work, man. And
you worked for this.
Yeah, man. I didn't realize it was going to be this tough, but yeah, definitely excited to, you know, to get to the day and to, you know, display what I've been working on these past couple of months. So
absolutely. Yeah, and so without giving too much away or anything like that, I know your opponent is relatively new in Muay Thai as well. He has one professional fight. What's kind of your game plan? Like I said, without giving too much away, but what is your game plan kind of going into it? How do you see your method of victory in this fight?
Game plan is to do right and kill everything. So yeah. I don't want to, you know, that's an acronym for Drake. I know he's.
Yeah, I was about to say it. I know
he's losing that battle with Kendrick, but you know this won't be that. So
I like that. Do right and kill everything. Yeah, I love that, man.
Appreciate good way to think, you know.
Yeah. And I feel like you kind of have to approach, you know, a fight in that kind of mentality, right? I mean, you know, you can't be passive. It has to be. Everything has to be decisive, and you have to be intentional with what you do. But so where, I know we kind of talked about your history a little bit and leading up to this, but like at what point when you're training in these gyms and doing this, like at what point and what happened to where you were like, you know what, I will, like, can somebody around here get me a fight? Like, what did that look like? And what did that look like? And kind of like, how did you come to that, at, you know, realization yourself?
Right. Well, back in December, we were gearing up for a fight. That ended up falling through. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I told Sean I wanted to, I still had plans on competing. But at that time, I told him that, you know, I wanted to be kept in the vault is how I put it. And, you know, I just wanted to continue grinding and just to feel a lot more comfortable with just the basics and just literally everything surrounding the basics. So I just wanted to truly work on my craft prior to feeling like how I feel now, which is I feel just about 100%, man. And I feel very confident in myself and in my abilities. So one day we were training, and after training, Sean and I were talking, and I told him that, you know, I felt like I was ready, and he agreed. And, you know, Cage Titans, hit him up, and he told me about it, and you know,
that's dope.
They got the honor popping from there. So
that's dope. Yeah, I know training under Sean. I mean, we've followed Sean's career for the past, you know, for a little bit now, ever since we first met him and first got to talking to him. We knew about a lot of his career. So this, I'm sure training under him, you know, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to go out there and get it done. Because
appreciate it.
You're going to train under a guy like him. I got all the confidence you're going to go out there and kill it. So
I appreciate
it. Now you even told Murky, I didn't really know too much about you. I mean, I know we both did our same research, but I told him the second I saw him, I said, this guy's never fought before. There's no, like, he's never had a fight before, like a fight. I was like, no way. No, he's got it. He's locked. You look good, man. Like, basically your training videos, all that stuff. You look good. You definitely don't look like you should be going in there for your first fight. Like, I think you're good.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
We have a ton of confidence. And like I said, we will be, you know, front row for Cage Titan 65. All three of us, it'll be, you know, the first event that all three of us are attending together.
Yep.
And, cause like I said, you know, we do this podcast, we record this virtually, you know, we live 12, 14, whatever it is, hours away from each other. We do this on a weekly basis, sometimes multiple times a week. So we're extremely excited. We have some other guys that, you know, we've had on our show as well that are fighting on this card. Joe Giannetti, who I think is the main event or co-main event. Andrew Valdina, who's you know, also fighting on this card. So
it was
it is especially
that's what got us to drop plane ticket money and Airbnb money to get out there and show some support, because you know
this
boys
is
on the card. So
well and I'll say this, man, I mean, you know, we have like Joel was saying, I mean, we have the utmost respect for Sean and, you know, Red Seal Muay Thai. We've, you know, met them a few times, and I met with them while they were down here in Delaware, and we sat and broke bread. And the one thing I will say is, without even meeting you, but seeing, you know, your affiliation with them, it definitely was kind of the icing on the cake for us on a reason to why, you know, why to travel to Massachusetts, right? Why make this trip? And then to be able to, again, be a part of, even to witness, but to be a part of something that changes the fight game in the state of Massachusetts from this point forward is huge. As we've said to Sean many times, we're big fans of Muay Thai. We don't really understand why Muay Thai doesn't get the level of exposure and excitement that it should in the United States.
That's the best form of martial arts outside of wrestling, man. I don't care what anybody says, dude. Muay Thai and wrestling. Like, jiu-jitsu is awesome and all, but, like, I'd rather watch collegian or Olympic wrestling and Muay Thai all day long.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, MMA is all. Like, I love the UFC. But,
well,
like,
and MMA, I mean, that's my comparison, right? I mean, everybody loves the UFC until they see two guys wrestling and laying on top of each other for 15 minutes. Then everybody says it's boring, but yet no one wants to tune in and watch the small glove Muay Thai fights to where it's essentially that, but with no takedowns and wrestling.
Exactly.
And all you get is dudes punching, elbowing, and kicking and kneeing each other.
Right.
I mean, it's the most exciting part of all combat sports, really rolled up into one.
Yeah,
because nobody's going to say, I'd rather watch two guys wrestle than Rod Ting versus Superlek or something.
Oh, yeah, of course
not. Like, come on, nobody's going to say that at all. I want to see elbows thrown. I want to see, I want to see blood. That's what you get with Muay Thai.
Yeah.
So Princeton, before we let you go, man, any shout-outs you want to make or social media stuff? The floor is yours, you know, promote whatever you want or say whatever you want to say before we get out of here.
Well, it's Haitian Heritage Month, this month of May. So I just want to say shout out to all the Zoles out there, and shout out to Sean, man, Sean Schubert from Red Steel, man. He is the real deal. And, I feel like, my opinion may be biased, but I feel like he is like the messiah of like Muay Thai, man. Shout out to him, and I'm truly thankful and honored for this opportunity, and I'll be sure not to disappoint.
Hey, man.
Where can the people, you know, find you on social media, your Instagram, anything like that you have? Where can people find you?
Yeah, so my Instagram is Princeton, at Princeton, and just Prince, and then T-E-N, like the number 10, two underscores right after that, and, you know, you'll find me, so.
Absolutely. Make sure anybody that's listening to the episode or watching this video up until this point, you know, make sure that you follow Sean Schubert and Red Seal Muay Thai, and now check out a guy making his amateur Muay Thai debut this Saturday, May 25th at Cage Titan 65. And yeah, man, we're excited. We're ready to go. Again, we thank you for coming on. Dirty, you got anything else before we let him go?
Nah, just Sean, make sure you get that bathroom clean, buddy. I'm coming there 9 o'clock sharp on Saturday to come pay you a visit, bud.
Yeah, all right, dude. Bring the whole crew, baby. Yeah. I'm ready.
We're coming, man. 9 a.m. Yeah. We're gonna be there waiting to say what's up, dude. Can't Hell let Murky yeah. be the only one to say what's up, even though we'll see you at the event. But we gotta check out Red Seal, man. It's just got it's part of the trip, you know.
Yeah,
man. Yo, bring some gear down, dude. Bring some camera, some whatever, you know. We'll put a little thing together. We'll do our stuff, you know. We'll do a little thing for the podcast. We'll have some fun.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Absolutely. All right, boys. Appreciate it.
Yo, thank you.
Talk to you on the next one.
Yes, sir. See y'all, fellas.
Thank you.